We'll get a start made. Folks, it's 6 o'clock. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephone are switched off or switched on silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting by hanging up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, use the instant messaging facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. Members should ensure their cameras are switched on when speaking. Cameras should also be switched on when a vote is being taken. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type P if you wish to propose, and type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. In the event the two councillors propose at the same time, the person who proposed first will be taken as the proposer, and the person who proposed second will be recorded as the seconder. Item one, I have no chairman's remarks, so do we have any apologies?
Councillor Finnegan is having trouble getting connected. Just she hopes to be on shortly.
Right.
No, Chair, just to confirm, I've been advised of no apologies.
Thank you very much. All right. Item two, declarations, conflict of interest.
None, Chair.
Item 3, action sheet of the Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting held on the 18th of August. You've all got a copy attached. I will go through it page by page. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4, page 5. Page 6. Page 7. We have a question from Councillor McMurray and Councillor Casey. Councillor McMurray, I will take Councillor Casey first, as he is a member of the committee. Go ahead, Councillor Casey.
Thank you very much, Chair. And you're no fault of yourself. The introduction is really becoming as long as the meeting, but there you go. You have to say it anyway. My concern is it's around the piece on that action sheet that mentions the Newry Canal. And for start off, can I say how hard our staff are working just to clean the canal up, both in the city end of it and right as far as Aurelius Locks. My concern is when I did mention how overgrown it was, I did not mean the banks, and that's what seems to reflect in the minutes of the action sheet. What I meant was the actual canal itself had been so badly overgrown with weeds that even the ducks had to get out and walk the towpath beside me, Chair. So I had asked that council officers lobby Rivers Agency to have a harvester worth $250,000 sitting down at Oxford Island and ask them to bring it up and drop it at Riley's Locks and just work the whole way back towards Ferns Locks and give the river a chance to breathe because it's been choked to death with weeds. And as I said, our staff are working diligently on the Newry end of it, and it's getting a great tidy up recently because the staff are out almost every day cutting the grass and cutting back bushes and painting rubbish bins and stuff like that. That has to be mentioned. But I've asked that the council officers lobby strongly Rivers Agency and get that harvester, which would clean that up in a week or less, Chair. So I really appreciate it. Let me in there, William. Thanks a lot.
Well, Johnny, would you take that up?
Yeah, sure. We can pick that up directly with Rivers Agency and report back.
Councillor Rowan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's in relation to the report as well, the issue of the trees in the perimeter of Ringmickleroy Park that I raised at the last meeting. It had been a number of months and nothing had been done. And here we are another month down the line and I haven't seen nothing progressed yet. Is there somebody that can give me an update on that?
I can come in on that, Chair. I did speak with the officers earlier this week in relation to that. And at present, those trees are outside the boundary for what we know is owned by council. But our research so far has not determined an owner of the land. I believe that we may have maintained those trees in the past. The officers are checking with road service just to confirm with them whether or not they do actually own that land itself. I think we need to do that just to cross that one off. But if we're not getting any sort of positive comments from road service, if road service aren't confirming that it's their land and their trees, then we will take the action to have those trees cut back, Chair.
Sorry, Chair, can I come back in there?
Yes.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I raised this issue 3 months ago. We had this conversation, not with you, Kevin, personally, but with another officer. We went through all those different scenarios, recognised that the council didn't actually have the responsibility from trees from what we can gather, but they would liaise back then and engage with the other agencies. And here we are, 3-4 months later, a month after I raised it at the meeting, yourselves trying to catch up this week to follow up on what's been done. Seriously, you have done nothing, and you are caught again, having done nothing, and it's just not bloody good enough. I could say a lot more, and tempering my words here, but listen, somebody really needs to get their act together. It's trees were raised by constituents to myself with concerns that some of the branches on the upper part of it were partly broken and hanging there, and 3 months later, we're still running around trying to find out if somebody owns them or doesn't own them. Just get them cut.
Sure, if I can maybe come in there. No, I note the comments from Councillor Rowan, and we'll follow up that immediately outside of the meeting and provide Councillor Rowan with an update on a timetable.
I know you're not happy, Councillor Rowan, but you happy with the director saying?
Well, I'll see what progress is made in the days after tonight's meeting, but it's seriously not good enough. Thanks, Chair.
Councillor Andrews.
Thank you very much, Chair. Just a couple of wee questions here in relation to an update on the public toilet, public works strategy. Is there any update? And also on the caddy bags as well. Thank you very much, Chair.
Chair, in terms of the public toilet strategy, we had intended to bring a report to this committee meeting in relation to the governance arrangements going forward, but regrettably, we haven't reached a position on that yet. It would be our intention to bring something back to the committee in October in relation to that aspect.
Thanks, Kevin. Also, in relation to the caddy bags, because if I have a constituents on with me, you know, and especially with the likes of community centres and leisure centres, etc., that were closed and were normal collection points for the caddy bags, I'm just wondering, is there any update that constituents can be advised there through social media or the media, usual public outlets, that caddy bags will be available for collection again? Thank you.
You note that there?
I can confirm that we're just in receipt of the delivery just this week of the caddy bags, and I will take forward the action in terms of getting them distributed and the communications around that.
Shania, thank you very much. I very welcome the news. Thank you very much.
Okay, Councillor Andrews. Councillor McMurray.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I do appreciate I'm not a member of this committee. No, Chair, it's just on page 2 there, the action sheet regarding Christmas illuminations. Sort of, I suppose I was looking for maybe addition to that, really. Just a local community group to me are looking to undertake works with regards to installing and upgrading the pole mounted Christmas illuminations within their village. And in this regard, I must say as well, the council officer has been very helpful and proactive in liaising with the community group. And I wish the community group were very thankful, and I wish to relay this sentiment and also to thank the council officers regarding this. But also the association really do acknowledge the amount of work which goes in to overhauling these illuminations. And they've already, you know, they've all been quite proactive in this regard in contacting DFI and other such like bodies. However, just in the interim, I wonder, would it be possible, or is there a process by which that illuminations that are now surplus to council requirements could be redistributed to interested community groups, really? As I know, myself and Councillor Chair Mason have been in contact with some of the officers regarding this. Chair, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. Kevin, could you look into that?
Yes, Chair. We're happy to give that consideration. The Christmas Illuminations Group will be meeting in early October with a report coming back to this committee meeting in October in terms of the recommendations from that. I have been in contact with that local group, and with the authority of this committee, then if you give me the direction tonight, then I can look to see what mechanisms would be available for the council to do that, so that we can be better prepared when we come back to you in October with a firm proposal. So if the committee is so minded to direct me in that way, that would be helpful.
Okay, Councillor McMurray.
Yeah, thank you, Chair, and thank you to Councillor Brown and Taylor for proposing saying that. Thank you, Chair.
And I see there Councillor Clark is also having issues trying to get on to the meeting. There's no other speakers there. We have Councillor Andrews had a P beside his question. So that's proposing the action sheets, and Councillor Brown, Patrick Brown, would be the seconder then.
I was just proposing Councillor McMurray's question or request there, Chair, and I'm our rep on the Illuminations working group, so I'm happy to follow that up hopefully whenever Kevin brings it forward. Also, just to say, Kevin, thank you very much for following up about the lights on English Street with the local businesses there. That's much appreciated. I'm also happy to second the action sheet as well there, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Brown. On a ticket, Councillor Taylor, you were second, Councillor McMurray.
Yes, Chair, that's correct. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's it. Item 4, TransLink proposed programme for bus shelters in council areas, and Kevin's taking this one.
Thanks, Chair. At last month, the Neighbourhood Service Committee, a recommendation was approved to install a bus shelter in the village of Burn, you may remember. Now, when this was raised at the full council meeting in September, there was further discussion on that. Officers were requested from that meeting to liaise with TransLink on the delivery programme that they have for bus shelters, and in particular, whether that programme would include a bus shelter for Burn. We have liaised with them, and with the papers presented tonight, there's information about the proposed programme that TransLink have, and it includes a proposal for the bus shelter in Burn, but the likely date is sometime in 2022. There's a number of conditions that TransLink have indicated that they have to meet prior to moving forward with their programme. So the first one of those is that they're currently preparing an economic appraisal, and it's to be reviewed in October-November for approval before they can seek funding for their proposal, which covers the whole of Northern Ireland. Following that, they would need to get planning approval, they advise us, and there would be consultation with key stakeholders, including the Road Service and PSNI. I'd remind maybe committee members that this is broadly like the information provided by TransLink to this council back in August 2019, and include a report with this report of the report that I provided back in August 2019 around the same issues. There's advantages in the council seeking TransLink to provide the bus shelters, because that means there's no capital cost to the council, there's no ongoing revenue cost, and the structures that they have within their programme in most cases are superior to the structures that we provide. There's lighting in them, there's usually side panels, at times there's seats as well, and so there is advantages in perhaps holding off and seeing if TransLink are prepared to do this. There's advantages in the council proceeding. The advantage in that is that in terms of the bus shelter will be provided in Burn in a much shorter time frame. So within the paper, there's two options provided to the council to consider. The first one is that we do go ahead and proceed with the recommendation that was approved last month's Neighbourhood Service Committee to install the bus shelter in Burn. We have a tender approved, we have a contractor appointed, and we could have that shelter installed before the end of this calendar year. The option two is to delay the installation of the bus shelter in Burn pending the outcome of TransLink's deliberations in October-November, with the option to reconsider this position if TransLink are deemed to make unlimited progress in providing the shelter in Burn. On the balance of matters, it's the officer's view that we opt for option two, and that's the recommendation that we're putting before the committee tonight, that we delay the installation pending the outcome of the economic appraisal of TransLink's, and if that's not moving forward as planned, to review it again with ourselves with the approval that we have to proceed. Sure, that's the decision before the committee.
Thank you, Kevin. And Councillor McKevin has a comment.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks, Kevin, for the report. I am having issues getting the minutes of the meeting up through decision time this evening, so I haven't got them in front of me, but I have read them over the weekend. And on this, Kevin, I mean, listen, the people of Burn have waited long enough for a bus stop, and you've been very good and a listening ear on opinions of local councillors and residents on this. I do agree that we deserve, and the people of Burn deserve the TransLink, it seems to be a better bus stop, but they don't deserve the wait. And to wait to 2022 concerns me, so I would like an option of having both I think it'll be an advantage to the community where we go on ahead, as planned, for the council to pursue the bus stop, and then let and for officers to keep the option of TransLink definitely still there. I mean, this report that's to come, is it in October this year, Kevin?
Yes, Chair. They're submitting. They tell us they're submitting an economic appraisal to those that need to approve it in October, November. So we would know after that whether their funding is going to be made available. So their project covers the whole of Northern Ireland. The difficulty with Councillor McKevitt's proposal is that if we go ahead and install the bus shelter, then TransLink will not then come back after us and take ours out and put theirs in.
Okay.
So that would be the disadvantage in going with that. If we
okay,
go
well,
with
let, no, I think the residents of Burn deserve the one that's going to be no cost to the council either, you know, but more importantly that it's lit up and it's cleaned every week and all of that. So I suppose this is the almost the end of September, and if you're saying the report's coming in October, then maybe we should hold off, and that's my proposal to hold off then, and for the TransLink one on those conditions. Bring it back as soon as we can.
So, Councillor, then, you propose then a recommendation, option two?
Is to pursue with TransLink, yes.
Do we have a seconder? Councillor Andrews? So we have a proposer and seconder with no other speakers. Item 5, update report on availability of compost from brown bin collections. And Sinead's going to take this one.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to inform committee on the availability of compost from brown bin collections to the community and environmental groups. And we're looking at various options here. So the first part of the report is concerned with Compost Week. And ARC21 through their steering group meeting coordinate the distribution of compost during Compost Week, which hasn't progressed in the last couple of years because of COVID, but is intended to run in May 2022. The discussion in relation to the feasibility of a joint approach to the distribution of compost through ARC21 has been discussed at the September meeting, and a further report will be provided at a future committee meeting to update on the options around Compost Week. In relation to the general supply, we currently have 300 bags of compost donated by our recycling partner available that can be made available to local community groups that are delivering community growing and planting initiatives across the district, and requests from interested groups should be made through to the recycling email address in the report. Once this supply has been exhausted, Council will have opportunity to order compost for local projects through the following three options. So the first option relates to specific requests from local community groups who may be undertaking a local project or scheme. And the second two options relate to requests from multiple community groups across the district. These options are subject to payment, and that is relating to whether the compost is supplied in bulk by the load as loose compost, or whether it's provided in individual bags and then a delivery charge in relation to that. A further report will be brought provided at a future committee meeting to update on options for future delivery of compost once existing supplies are exhausted. Members are requested to note and approve the contents of the report. Note and update report on Compost Week will be provided at a future meeting of the Neighbourhood Services Committee. Direct requests for the supply of compost from local community groups to recycling@nmnd.org. And note and update report on future delivery of compost will be provided at a future meeting of the Neighbourhood Services Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. And Councillor Andrews has a comment, but he's also proposing the paper.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. And Sinead, thank you very much for presenting the report this evening. And I'm happy enough to go with the recommendations that are outlined in the paper. like earlier, you know, hopefully we'll get the message out on media, through the media and through social media also, that the compost is available for those who would like, those in the community groups and all would like to avail of it. So again, I'm happy to propose that we go ahead with these proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Casey.
Thanks, Chair. I have no problem seconding that as well. It's just around the charge, Sinead. You know, community groups are groups who are, you know, planning on using fairly high volumes of compost, and maybe not have a facility to get them themselves. And there's a huge delivery charge of £25 per pallet. And when some groups, you know, are really financially challenged in the current climate, can that be negotiated? Or if it can't be negotiated, can they come down and pick them up themselves as individual bags?
Okay, that's something that we can raise with ARC21. The delivery charge will be whether it's being delivered to the council or being delivered to a project or to a community group. So that's something that I'll look at and bring back in terms of the future options paper.
Happy enough, Councillor Casey?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. No other speakers. Item 6, power washing schedule. Sinead again.
Thank you, Chair. So this paper is to provide an update in relation to the schedule of deep cleansing of paved surfaces in public realm areas within the district. And as you're aware, following business case approval by committee in March 2021, a contractor has been appointed. And the contractor has completed cleansing in the Newcastle, Downpatrick and Warren Point area, and they're currently undertaking the cleansing work in Uri. It is intended to progress with deep cleansing of paved surfaces in the remaining public realm areas of Kilkeel and Ballinahinch, as well as Cross MacLean. Officers are reviewing the potential to extend the schedule of cleansing of paved surfaces to other areas within the district, subject to identifying additional funding to support this exercise. So members are asked to approve the schedule as set out in sections 2.1 and 2.2, and officers are planning to complete a bid in relation to the council's COVID revitalisation fund.
Thank you, Sinead. We have a proposal for the paper from Councillor Curran. Also a question.
Yep.
Chair, maybe we're just waiting. Can maybe remind all members just to make sure they have their mics muted within the chamber, please.
Sure.
Chair,
can I hear you?
And the volume turned down. Thank you.
It's okay now, Chair. Yes, Chair. Well, I fully support this recommendation that Bob approved 2.1 and 2.2 of the schedule. I would like to ask the question, and maybe Johnny can't answer me now, but a later date maybe he might. What area in Downpatrick, if you take Downpatrick there, what area in Downpatrick was cleaned by these contractors?
Chair, the area that was cleaned was the public realm area. And in addition, Irish Street.
Was there any reason in Irish Street, or if you take Irish Street as an example, if we take the going up Irish Street, the right hand side, like that to the right hand side where the police barracks is on, was there any reason why that wasn't cleaned properly?
Irish Street has to be cleansed, so it was outside of the original area and identified then as an additional area within the public realm scheme. So the contractor will be returning to cleanse Irish Street.
It's just that, you know, but maybe I could talk to you again about this Irish Street, because number 39 is giving us some problems here, and there's no action taken outside number 39.
Chair, maybe if I can come in there, we of course can pick up any issues in terms of the standards to which the cleansing has been delivered. And I'm not aware of any bar this one, so we can pick that up directly with the councillor outside of this. I suppose it's just to reiterate that we have the schedule as per the budget that was agreed by the council. We have been successful in securing some additional funding from DERA in terms of COVID, But what we would like to do as officers is extend that out to other settlements in our district, and we'll be making an application to the COVID Revitalisation Fund to secure that funding. So in the event that that funding is secured, we will of course come back to the committee and update members on an updated schedule.
Well, Chair, I welcome that. That's very good news that it's going out elsewhere. And the present system now up down at Newcastle and Warren Point, and the other one's Kilkeel. But I think, yes, that's fantastic that that's happening to clean the area, those areas up together, and the surface, especially in Newcastle. But it's just in Downpatrick, I would like to know the street area that was covered by the contractor. Thank you.
Councillor Taylor.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm happy to second the contents of the report. I also note, obviously, the mention about exploration of other areas to be included within this type of scheme. And certainly from my own point of view, my own district electoral area, there's a number of areas that I would ask that they are certainly given consideration going forward. They are Bessbrook and Newton-Hamilton. Bessbrook itself, obviously, is an area of, the village was an area of historical preservation and does get visitors on a regular basis. And it's certainly important that the area, particularly the model village area, is kept, in a very tidy state. And I think that it's certainly pavements are a major issue in that regard. And it's something that they should be, it should be looked at going forward, that should be included within this scheme, subject to additional funding becoming available. But I certainly hope that can be the case and that that can be included. Also, in regard to Newton-Hamilton has recently had an improvement scheme carried out along Armagh Street and Dundalk Street, and that's certainly given a great lift to the centre of the town. But I would certainly hope that, given that that sort of investment has been made in the village, that as a consequence of that, that this should be given consideration going forward in terms of keeping those pavements, in a very satisfactory and very clean state. There's it in the Commons area again, which is the main part of the village, and for me, they certainly should be given consideration as part of the additional areas that could be explored. And I would include that as part of the proposal that they're looked at, subject to obviously the funding becoming available to allow the council to do that.
Chair, I'll take that on board. Thank you.
Councillor Rowan.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Just going to raise the point, obviously, to acknowledge the work that was done in the streets around Warren Point. It has made a huge difference. And it's something maybe I raised with yourself, Johnny and Sinead, at the Cradle Eve meeting with yourselves, is that the ability of our staff to have some sort of equipment to do minor cleanups. I know that this guy that we bring in has specialised equipment, etc. But the power hose or whatever you want to call it that's connected to some of our vehicles is absolutely pointless. It would really clean nothing. But I do think that we need to explore and look at the potential to buy reasonably powered power washers or whatever they may be, that there is minor cleanups that can be done in the different towns. It's quite clear looking at what we're doing in the last number of weeks that this is something that's going to have to be done year on year now. And I think that we as a council, are we going to keep employing an outside contractor, or do we start looking at the potential to do this in-house? Either way, I do believe that our staff need to be given better equipment to allow them to do minor cleanups wherever that may be across our district. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to comment on that. Yes, there's actually an item later on the agenda, Chair, in relation to initiating a review of district cleansing, and we're proposing a workshop, and that's the sort of conversation and issues that we want to agree and prioritise to the elected members, but we have already made a note of that, Councillor Ryan. Thank you.
So we had a proposer there, Councillor Curran, second by Councillor Taylor.
I have a question, Chair Patterson.
Sorry, Councillor Andrews didn't see you there.
Thank you very much. Just in relation to item number 4 in the paper, I know under resource applications and it states that existing budget insufficient to fully support plan schedule and welcome the bid to augment this by submitting to DERA. This is to be welcomed, but I'm just wondering in future years, have the council any plans or contingencies to deal with this ongoing issue by securing funding and further grants to enable the work to be carried out? Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews.
Chair, this is something that we will look at going forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nathan. Thanks, Chair.
Item 7. review of district cleansing, and Sinead will take this one.
Yes, thank you, Chair. This ties nicely in following the last paper. So the purpose of this report is to seek approval from the committee to propose to organise an elected member workshop as part of the initiation of a review of district cleansing. Recognising the potential significance of the review, officials are seeking a workshop with members to prioritise the key issues and to agree a way forward. It is further proposed to invite all 41 elected members to this workshop. A provisional date and time of 2 p.m. on Monday the 1st of November before a full council meeting has been provisionally set aside for the purposes of hosting the workshop. Any report including recommendations from the workshop will be tabled at a future Neighbourhood Services Committee meeting in December 2020 for further member scrutiny and consideration. So members are asked to consider and agree to an elected member workshop being organised as part of the initiation of a review of district cleansing scheduled for Monday the 1st of November at 2 p.m.
Thank you very much, Sinead, and I actually think this is a worthwhile exercise. As you are all aware, you know, it's a bone of contention out there with all our constituents right across the district, and I think this is an opportunity for all 41 councillors to get involved and have their input into it, because if we're not going to go and have an input into it, you know, 6 months, a year down the line, there's no point in us coming back and whinging. You know, this is an opportunity for us all to get involved and have our input into it and come up with a solution where everybody's winners, not just the council, but every town and village, you know. And I also believe that the public out there has a big, big part to play too. You know, that can be discussed at the meeting, so it can. Councillor Andrews, you proposed and you have a comment.
First of all, Chair, thank you very much. And again, I thank the officers for pulling together the paper. And I do welcome the proposed workshop, and I think that it is very important that we do have this workshop that is scheduled for November, and the input from councillors to have their say and to feed into the management team all aspects of district cleansing, of its delivery, and also of any potential improvements for the future. And I do hope that, you know, from this as well, that we can get the roadmap put in place to get additional funding and resources into the department to strengthen our hand and to ensure that we do what we're doing already and to further improve our services, especially the district that has a lot of potential in regards to tourism, and also, you know, a lot of our constituents are always in touch about issues regarding street cleansing and refuge collection and everything. And I think this workshop will be a perfect forum for elected representatives to convey to senior management and to the management team exactly, you know, their points of view and feelings. And also, I think at this juncture, I'd like to place on record our heartfelt thanks to all our hard-working teams right across the services over this past 18 months who have made sacrifices and worked hard and tirelessly to ensure that the residents of the district got a first-class service, which was second to none throughout the pandemic. So they're all to be commended and a pat on the back, especially on the front line and on the admin side, and to management team for working hard with the councillors as well. But I'm only too happy to propose we'll go ahead with the workshop, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. And Councillor Stokes has seconded. And Councillor Rowan, a comment?
Yeah, Chair. I couldn't agree more that it's important that as many councillors as possible are part and parcel of this conversation. But I do think that 2 o'clock automatically is going to rule quite a number of councillors out of that. I do know it's prior to the full council meeting, but I think potentially around 4 o'clock, and what it'll do is it'll focus people's attention that the meeting is an hour and we'll get some outcomes out of it instead of at 2 o'clock and going on for a couple of hours and people just talking for the sake of talking. So could I ask that we maybe consider moving that meeting back, that it gives everybody an opportunity to attend?
Thank you. Johnny,
Yeah, Chair, we can of course have a look to see if we can get it more amenable to all the elected members. I suppose we're challenged by the availability of the master diary. But if that's something that the committee would like us to do, we could look at that and then communicate that out to all the elected members. I would be concerned about maybe starting at 4 o'clock, Chair. I think it would be probably not long enough, but I do take the point from Councillor Allen in terms of making it amenable to as many councillors as possible, and we'll see what we can do in that front.
Through the Chair, could I suggest a 6 o'clock start, if that would be convenient, or if Councillor Rowan would be happy with the 6 o'clock start, which means that it would be more amenable to all the committees to be available.
Do you realise there's a full council meeting at 6 o'clock, Terry?
But on a date close by, you know, to the original date that suggested, Mickey, if that would be possible, maybe you could look at that option as well.
I'll leave it with the officers, Terry. That's their job.
So, you're happy enough then, Councillor Rowan, for Johnny to come back to us on that?
So just for clarity, Chair, in terms of the minute, members, I understand they're agreeing to convene the workshop, but is it the committee's view that they would like us to reconsider the time and potentially the date to make it amenable to all elected members to attend?
Yes, because I do totally agree with Councillor Rowan. You know, it's one of the issues that we as councillors are getting it in the neck, and it's not fair if there's councillors out there who are maybe work in that and don't get it. You know, I know I did say, you know, don't come whinging, you know, if you don't make it, but Councillor Rowan's right, a lot of councillors there will be out at their day jobs and that, and 6 o'clock at night, so be it, if it has to be on a different night and that there, you know, and pencil it in.
Yeah.
Councillor Rowan's right, it was penciled in for an hour and a half, whatever, and that there, you know, and focus minds, you know, have a think before you come to that meeting, what your proposals and that are, and take it forward then, because it is a big, big issue. You know, we know it's a big, big issue, and I think, you know, it needs proper scrutiny in that. It needs to be dealt with properly in relation to it, because in the past, I remember, we did have other working groups and that, and they seemed to fall by the wayside, and things were gathering dust on shelves and that. I think now we need to take the bull by the horns and deal with this once and for all.
Through the Chair, that's the point I was trying to raise, was that the points that you've alluded to, and yourself, Johnny, and as the Coach Rowan said, let the officers go away and look into that, and I'm only too happy to support the principles that you've come across with, Johnny, that we do have a dedicated meeting at a time that's suitable for all councillors to come along, and thank you.
Items 8 and 9 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, NI 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information, and the public may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Could I ask for a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Councillors, could I have a proposer and seconder to come out of closed session? Councillor Andrews and Councillor Curran, do you want to bring the press to come back? Is that it? Under closed session, item 8, ARC 21, Joint Committee Minutes. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the ARC 21 Joint Committee meeting minutes held on the 24th of June 2021. Item 9, update on Neighbourhood Services Procurement Action Plan. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to approve the progress update report and note that services will continue out of contract until new contracts are awarded and regularised. Councillors, item 10, 11, 12 and 13 are for noting. Has any councillor any points they want to raise within any of the papers? If not, could I have a proposer and a seconder? Proposed by Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor McGuinness. Councillors, that brings us to the end of our meeting. Just want to thank you very much for your indulgence tonight and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.